Sarah, you mentioned iman is 40%, and I think morality is 20 or 25%. Can you touch on what's the distinction between iman and morality?
Yes, it's very beautiful. I wanted to go because as at the beginning of session, I said that this is a course of 18 hours. What I have done is squeeze to 8 hours. Otherwise, each session has to go very detailed. I hear the story. It's a very beautiful question. Your question is very beautiful. Is it morality different than religion? Yes. Imam Sanaa was on the ground. He was wounded and he was finishing. And nobody knew he has died, he's alive. And people were talking about because he was so brave. And he's alive or dead, he's alive or dead, everybody's talking about it. At that time, the commander of Yazid's army, Umar al-Sa'd, he said, I'm going to let you know he's alive or not. And he comes near to Imam Hussain, he says, go and take out the, what do you call it in English? Take out the khaymas and then, loot me, what do you say? लूटने क्या कहते हैं? लूटना, लूटी, या इसलिए गोंड लूट क्या हाँ जब उसमें दे दी दी ख़याम ऑफ़ इमाम हुसैन सिट्स एट दैट टाइम, ही सेज वेरी हिस्टोरिकल सेंटेंस, इन्लम यकुन दीन लकुम, इफ़ यू डोंट हैव रिलीजन डोंट हैव, फ़कुनु अहरारन लदुनियाकुम, एट लीस्ट बी फ्री पीपल, दैट मींस मोरल्स could be different than the religion. A moral person should never do this, what you are doing. That's why many people, they are morally, they are very good, although they are not religious. Say something else. Yeah. Although Islam, in all the action of Islam, there is a morality. Because without moral, there is no iman, there is no religion. But the iman is a completely different package than the morality. Yes.
How are you to ever know that without ever meeting
this
person? Okay. Another difficult task we have here is, many people say, Maulana, without knowing a person, how can we get that? Okay, I'll give you a scenario. These are the people that say, we have to know a person. Okay, how long you stayed with that person? 6 years. Common law. You stayed, you lived. After 6 years, they got married. After 6 months, there is a divorce. So that means knowing is not.
Yes. What the criteria? Commitment, faith. I have to render account on the day of judgment. I have to see this girl and happy, and I have to take this responsibility until the last moment. This is the only one criteria. Now, to know each other, believe me, even I don't know myself, how can I know my others? It's a very difficult task. What we have to do, we have to come to the surface, at least outer behavior. We see that person in moral talking and meeting with other people, the cultural moment, all of this we see and we say, oh, such a nice person, that person, and we get married. Yeah.
So deep down, in the end, you will never know a person until you live with them.
Even if you live with them, you're never going to know. You know, this person was always going on time to office, on time come back from office. Every people, neighbors was, kya nice aadmi, kitna acha aadmi, what a nice person. After his death, another wife, hi mammy, hi mammy, I'm a wife. So, you should never want to know a person until iman is there. Yeah. Wassalam. Age, example, good looks, education, good family, etc. She will not get the proposal she would like, faithful education man, educated man. She is forced to wait and is forced to compromise on the criteria. Do you think she should wait or seek for the right man herself? I think I have answered that question. We have example of Bibi Fatima Zahra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alayha, Allahumma salli alayhi wa sallam. Example of the Prophet Muhammad and Bibi Khadija. Both the examples are telling us, if a girl sees the criteria is fulfilled with X, Y, Z, and she herself pursuing through someone, it's nothing wrong. This Islam is not. and never stop that. Islam is asking to take care of this criteria for your peaceful life in future. That is very, very important. घरेलू लड़ाई झगड़े जो बच्चों पर मनफी असरात मुरतब करते हैं कर रहे हैं उसके बारे में भी बात की. यस दिस इज आई थिंक द क्वेश्चन ऑफ फैमिली फ्यूड व्हाट इज गोइंग टू इफेक्ट. I think it's a good question, but it is belongs to not to this subject, the marriage of the subject of how to bring up our children. Inshallah, now, I do have course, and again I develop also in a very beautiful fashion. We're going to have next time that kind. Mahar ki ahmiyat, importance of mahar. We do have so much importance. Islam says we have to. Quran says mahar has to be done. Now question is how much. And when she should give, we have extreme lines also. In India and Pakistan, lik lo yaar, jitna chahe likhna hai. Write it down, who pays? That is not the case. In Islam, if you promise mahar, you try to give it to her. And if she forgives from herself, that is her will. But that money belongs to the wife. I'll give an example of Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam. He's sitting in a room, nowadays you can, I can call it a living room, when you invite the people to sit there. And the visitor who could see beautiful carpet and very well shining everything, and he was shocked to see that the house of Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam is, mashallah, fancy things. And Imam could read his reading, his mind, and because of his behavior, Imam said, yes, I know that you are confused here. Now, I got married just last recently, and I have given dowry mahar to my wife. From that mahar, she herself brought these things. So that is her will, she can spend wherever she likes to. So here two things clear. Number one, Imam Baqir alayhi salam has given her the money. The importance of giving the money. Number two, the choice of spending on her, not it should be forced from anyone. That's also very, very important. And as the importance of mahar was so much, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, he wants to get married to be Fatima Zahra. He comes to the Prophet Muhammad, his face is blush, and he was a little bit shy to say, and Prophet says, oh, I know why you are here. Yes, yes, I know. You want to get married to Fatima? Yes, 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 Prophet. Yes, ya bala, ya Rasulullah, yes, I want to get married to Fatima. Do you have something for the dowry? Imam said, O Prophet of Allah, my life is very open book for you. You know what I have. Yes, Ali, you have a sword and you have a horse. You have a armor. Well, Ali, you sell the armor. And that money will be the mahar for this Fatima Zahra. And it has been paid before. What was that? It has been sold out for 400 dirham at that time. And if you calculate today, one of our alim has calculated 105 tola of chandi. I don't know, in a silver, 105 tola means 10 gram is 1. 100 ke maane, 1 kilo plus 50 gram, close to, is silver. 1 kilo, 50 gram of silver, of today's value, not that value, during that time. So the story of this is telling us there is a lot of importance in giving the dowry. यहाँ अक्सर मर्द जॉब करते हैं, कहते हैं कि हम बच्चों को टाइम नहीं दे सकते, तरबियत औरतों का काम है. इंशाल्लाह आई एम कमिंग द चेंजिंग रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी एंड राइट्स व्हेन आई कम टू दैट इंशाल्लाह आई एम गोइंग टू डिस्क्राइब से सलवार इंशाल्लाह. Kinds of dowry. One is mu'ajjal. It is better to have cash business. Give it out, khuda hafiz. No taunting, no nothing. हरी सुना के बख्शा दिया, ये कर दिया कर दिया तो another is mahar is mawajjal. Mawajj is payable on demand. Usually in India, Pakistan, marriages are mawajjal. That means payable demand. Only demand comes, never pay comes. Pay never comes. Demand is there always. Mahar musamma. Musamma is, for example, accordingly. A person, according to the status of that person, we see accordingly. Style of living according to that, maybe one differs to the other. Another is mahar misl, like of same girls or same status woman is also a mahar. Among these four kind of mahar, one of the condition of marriage is to have mahar set before. Another is what age one should get married is a question. One of the condition of marriage is maturity, bulugh. Maturity of two kind. One is maturity of body, another is maturity of mind. Maturity of body means when namaz becomes baligh, namaz becomes wajib. Maturity of mind means it differs each and every person. बाद लोग तो 50 साल में भी बाले नहीं होते. Some people are so immature, they are 50 years old but still they are immature. So maturity could be possible. A girl is mature at the age of 9, just like Bibi Zainab, Bibi Fatima Zahra sallallahu alaihi wasallam alayha. She was grown up full woman and she was so mature and ready for the family. And some may be not ready for later years. So there is no precise age formula. But we do have example of again, the Prophet, again the house of the Prophet. Imam Ali got married at the age of 24, Bibi Fatima Zahra was 9. Prophet Muhammad was 24 and Bibi Khadijatul Kubra was a little bit older. Not 40, but they had a little bit older. That shows in Islam, a person is waiting for the right criteria, and Bibi Khadijatul Kubra being a wealthy woman, very business woman, she had so high criteria, she waited for longer time to get the chance. Can there be a condition or conditions put forward? This is the thing which I am recommending highly here. I think it's a very beautiful seerat or maybe system it has been introduced in Iran. In marriage, they have a very complete book. Each and every page, they can write whatever condition they want. If both of them are signing, that means they have to abide by those conditions. I think we have to introduce, just like in Masjid Abadi or Manorizi, and the Jamaat has introduced 2-3 conditions. If husband does so blah 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 blah, and then she has the right to take the divorce. It's a good, because he might be, because of the right of that divorce, he might abuse that right for longer time. So there can be conditions put forward from both the sides, because they are the mature people, they are sitting together, they are understanding, and let's talk it out, what is our future is holding to us, and what conditions. If they both agree, that is becomes part of mahar. It is obligation to follow by the husband. Marriage of Bibi Fatima Zahra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alayha and marriage of Bibi Zainab and the Ibn Hazrat Abdullah Ibn Jafar Tayyah. You know, there was a condition involved in Bibi Zainab's marriage. When Hazrat Abdullah came to Imam Ali, Abdullah was a businessman, very handsome, very, very family person. He was a nephew of Imam Ali, and he was a little bit shy because again, father was not there, and blushing his face, uncle, I want to get married to your daughter, Zainab. Imam Ali said, oh Abdullah, knowledge, bravery, genes, everything what I need, you have. You are the best partner for Zainab. But Allah has created 3 people for 3. Allah created Hazrat Yaqub for Yusuf. Allah created Bibi Fatima Zahra for me, for Prophet Muhammad, and Allah created Zainab for Hussain. One condition, whenever Zainab is trying to go with Hussain, we should not hold her. We have rewired, it says, yes, Abdullah agreed upon that condition. Thus, when she left for Karbala, there were no need of any permission from Abdullah. Still, she went back and she has given full right of Abdullah. If you permit me, then I'll go to Karbala. So, conditions can be put in the marriages. Yeah, what should be the, now Jahiz, this dawah is called Jahiz, Jahiziya. I don't know in English, we do have such certain thing, dawah, same thing, dawah, one is the gift from the husband, one is gift from the father to the daughter. What was the dowry of Bibi Fatima Zahra? What is the Jahiz of Bibi Fatima Zahra? Shirt, shawl, veil, mattresses, pillows, a curtain, a straw mat, a bed, a mosh, a mushk, mushk is water carrier, a bomb, a bucket, an ewer, a grinder. So that was at that time, not grinder of today, so such, no, that was the grinder like chakki. A copper tub, a green jar, ceramic vases. This was the total mahar of, total jahiz of Bibi Fatima Zahra. Even the history has given the detail who brought what. In the marriage of Bibi Fatima Zahra, all the companions were involved. Abu Bakr, Uthman, everybody, Prophet Muhammad has assigned them to bring so many things. So this is the Jahiziya. Jahiziya means a gift. From where? The money which Imam Ali paid, from that amount it has been brought out. Not from the Prophet Muhammad. Favor, rakhsati. Jahiz, parents' advice, and maybe some cultural things, and then we have bride's arrivals, and then we have the last subject in Islam is not a taboo. It is a subject we have to understand very, very clearly. I'm not dealing with this in detail, but it is a subject we have to be taught and we have to learn, because Islam has given all the instruction which is needed for the bride and for the bridegroom. It has been said, method of the marriage is what? Like Prophet Muhammad married to Bibi Khadija al-Kubra, Imam Ali married to Imam Bibi Fatima Zahra. That is the simplest method. There is no many cultural things are involved. That is the Islamic culture. Marriage in Islam, one time religion is asking us to get married, biological factor is involved, and also psychological factor involved. That's why لَتَسْكُنُ إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put love in them, and in there is a peace and there is a tranquility, because Allah has created such a thing. Okay. Last time we were discussing about the criteria of choosing a spouse. There are many brothers are here, they are already married. Maulana, what is for us now? Now you caught up, you don't have anything. You are in big trouble. Don't worry. Discipline comes not only with that criteria. Parents, friendship, schooling, genes and inspiration. Still you have two things. Well, one is schooling, another is inspiration. Always back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is going to give you what you need. And believe me, with dua, you can change your world. Now comes the rights and responsibilities, the biggest problem comes now, yeah. In Islam, human beings, the question, not women or men. Ar-Rahman khalaqal insan. Shahr al-Ramadan alladhi unzala fiha al-Quran hudallin nas. Humanity. Islam never speaks about men and women. Both are equal. Laha maktasabat wa lahu maktasaba. For her, what she earns, for him, what he earns. On the day of judgment, Allah is not going to reward because of men. Allah is not going to disregard because of women. Allah is going to see that these, whoever does it, going. So, insan, human being is man and woman. This is very, very good. This is very good. If we understand this, I wish I could have time to go a little bit deep and give you some insight, but I don't have time. I'll give you outlines, inshallah, you elaborate yourself. Look, if you enter in an office, a person who is opening the door is maybe a god, man. Inside, another person is sitting, maybe desk, maybe is a secretary. You go inside, you want to meet maybe manager, again man. And you want to meet a director, you go. You want to meet a owner. All this man, all are men, but there are difference in the ranks. Likewise, there is a difference between man. Likewise, Allah says there is a difference between man and woman in responsibility. Don't take mistake. And this ayat is very beautiful ayat. الرَّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ وَبِمَا أَنفَقُوا. Men are the protectors of women. Question comes, who is the boss? Oh my God. Who is the boss? There is a car and there are five passengers. Woman has to take steering. Otherwise, car is not going to reach to destination. Likewise, family is a moving car. We need one person who is holding the steering. Islam says that person should be man. I have seen many, many men are so humble to their wives. They bring every 2 weeks the check. Honey, I'll let you take this check. And end of every day, can you give me $2? Can you give me $5? They are so humble men are there. Those who give it away this much. So some are so much cruel that women, they don't know how much husband earns. That's also, it's an extreme line. There should be moderation between the two. Husband and wife, Quran says they are libas. They're like a dress. There should not be anything left alone. Everything should be disclosed. The sexiest ayat of Quran. It's very difficult to say it. Sexiest ayat of Quran. There is a sexiest ayat. هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنَّ. They are dressed for you and you are dressed for them. The closest thing which is between us and ourselves is our clothes. That means husband and wife should be so close, there should not be barrier in hiding things. Many a times we have seen the differences. It is because of the culture. We lived in India, and in India they have 14, 15, 18 kids. But the husband and wife, they never talk about each other. They have kids. They never spoken. What kind of marriage is this? So that was the Indian system. In Islam, communication is very, very important. So Ar-Rijal, who should be taking that steering? Man. Men are the maintenance of women because Allah has made some of them to excel the others. in Islam, rights and responsibilities has been divided according to the given ability. This is a very beautiful point we have to learn very well. Allah has given responsibility according to given ability. Ability of a child is different than the ability of a balak person. These four more people, they have completely different abilities. They have to fulfill their jobs. That's why the ability of woman is different than the ability. A baby is crying. And that man, he's so senseless, he's sleeping. He never kisses. But once the cry of baby comes, she gets up. Why Allah has given that ability in a woman? It's a natural ability. As his natural ability is, he has to strive hard and get out of that house and bring bread and butter at home. So that now, responsibilities and rights are two different things. Usually we mingle these two things. We have to be very, very careful. Rights are different. And responsibilities are different. Right means that is my right, that is my truth, I have to get it. Responsibility is not, there is no have to. It is a responsibility. It's a natural responsibility. Yeah. Yeah. What is the responsibility of woman? Right of woman, not responsibility. Right of woman. Food. It is the right of woman. House. Right of woman. Physical needs. Right of woman. Best care. Not to say, I have house, I have car, that's enough. Why should I think of better? No. Look for better. Strive for better. Don't stop there. Best life, give offer of best life, protection of life and honor. This is the right of woman. Put burden on him beyond his control, beyond his ability. Home care, and he has to look after home care. Make up, oh my God. That means she has to make up her husband. Look at the word is now. At home, la ilaha illallah. Husband is lingi and even if you see him, you don't want to even love him. So bad situation at home. Once he is out, getting ready home. Likewise, women also at home, all the masala and everything, smell of masala is there. When they are getting out, they are sitting in front of mirror. That's why Quran says, لَا تُبْنِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا لَبَعُولَتَهِنَّ. They should not show off their ornament, their beauty, only for their. In fact, makeup should be for husband, not for the others. If you do it, you will be protected from all wrongdoings. This is the right I am talking. Now, there is no right there, cooking. It is not right of husband. Bringing the food on the table, there is no right of husband. From today, tomorrow, you're not going to get nothing, no coffee, no tea. Because they are in sessions. There is no, it is not such a right we don't have. No, there is a responsibility. What, from where we did learn? After the marriage of the Fatima Zahra, sallallahu alayhi wa. Best house to go back and understand the Islamic behavior. And she comes to the father, oh father, we got married. I want to know what is my responsibility, what is Ali's responsibility. She was well aware of, she was a masuma, but she wanted others to know, give message to others. Prophet said, oh Fatima, inside the house you take care, outside the house he is going to take care. So this is a responsibility, not rights. That means inside, cook, clothing, ironing, everything. But in the problem of West, Husband also working. Wife also working. Husband come from work. Honey, I am very tired. So what, man? Your wife also tired. She has to work. Go, man, go and work with her. If you want food on the table, ask her not to work. If you are asking